Alright, you go second.
So yeah, last year we discussed the whole issue of the Isra Hanah by Orla, and the very complicated question of the Isra Tzvi and Hablaka. In the end of the Gemara brings down a whole, you know, they doing what Rabbi Elman called the bookkeeping, that if the Lachem is... sorry. If in the end you have Arelim, Baraltim or Losu Arelim, Ta'aser, all the Hanas, then what is Lachem for in the end? So the answer is Lachem is for Natul Ravim, either one way or the other, and bring in a Machlok Stana in here, which is in the Mishnayos in Orla. The very second mission, Arla, and Taylor Rabbi Chayev and Rabbi Yehuda is poter. So they each agree that Lachem switches what we would have thought otherwise, right? The Hanakama thinks Netate means a regular person plants, and Lachem is Marba, Chayev Arla, even until the Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda thinks Netate means anything, and Lachem is Rabbi Yachar Yulamai, says only Yachar plants is Chayev and Arla, not the Rabbi who plants. Seems fairly straightforward. Okay, Machlokes Tanaim about the Rabin in Orla. There's a Machlokes between Rashi and Tosos here, a bit of a mysterious Machlokes between Rashi and Tosos here. Rashi said, it's also not clear what the right Gerson Rashi is, because some of the Shonen quote it a little differently than we do, than we have on the page. But what is the case of Natula Rabin, which is the Machlokes of Rehudim and Chacham? So Rashi says, Natula Rabim is the Emtza Derech, right? Is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, right? Natula Rabim is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and that's the Machlokes between Yehuda and the Chachamim. And Tosfos here, says Natula Rabim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid the Tzorich Rabim. He says no, the Machlokes between the Chachamim is Rosh Hashanah Yachid the Tzorich Rabim. The local Moshevers are countries the Emtza Derech. They're not arguing Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Ketanim says is Arlan Natula Rabim Chayiv Yehuda Pokes there. Vahadur Ketanim. The very next line is Mamashal Dekatani, Hanutea, Birshus Rabin, Ban Nochrish, and Othava Gaza, and Lukuli, all the Me'ilav, which says there also is Chayav, and that seems to be Lukuli Alma. Right, meaning the Mishnah says, the Taylor Rabin, the Chokshu, and the Chavim, and then says all the other things are Chayav, it's pretty posh, that means Lukuli Alma. The Knight Tree Bobby, so since it separates out Li Rabin, Birshus Rabin, Shmami, not Tree, meaning who Li Rabin means for the Rabin to get the fruit. Rishus HaRabim means in the location of Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Rashi's wrong. Now what's a little unclear here is, what is the actual machlokis between Rashi and Tosos? Right, Rashi says Rishus HaRabim, and Tosos jumps on him. Says, no, Rishus HaRabim is the safe of the Mishnah. So what actual, you know, if we could assume, I think the fair assumption, that they're actually arguing about some halacha. They're not just arguing about, like, you know, stop for the sake of arguing. So what actual halachic case are they arguing about? What is the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos? Nilteya le'yachid v'shus harabim. So it could be their machlokas is nilteya v'shus harabim litzoreth yachid. And what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying v'shus harabim litzoreth yachid. What does Tosfos say?
Is
that Chavis Yosef there? No, it's not. That's Chayiv Kuliyama. Right? Because who cares where it's located? Right? It's a Yachid's tree. Right? It's my tree. I planted in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you know. Whether or not I have Rosh Hashanah planted in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, let's assume it's my fruit that grows. And therefore, it's a regular Yachid fruit tree. It's just in a strange place. In which case, then, what does Rashi hold? What does Rashi seem to hold? Rashi seems to hold the Tevet Sharabin. So if Yachid is a machlokes, the Chachamim Machayvim, and Rabbi Yehuda Poter. That would be the machlokes. That's one way of reading machlokes. Who for sure reads the machlokes that way? The Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava for sure reads the machlokes that way. However, this is one way of reading machlokes. This is how the Maram Chalava understands machlokes.
What's funny about this way of reading the Machlokas, though? And the argument, Rashi is a tremendous kula. If you plant from Rishas Rabbi, even if it's just your own tree, you're still potter from Arla. The problem is, A, Argerson Rashi says, again, I didn't go look at all the manuscripts, but the top of the page is the Rabbim, Litzorich Rabbim, Kungwa, Emsai, Derkla, Over. Rashi says, I'm not talking about Rishas Rabbim, Litzorich Yachid. I'm talking about Rishas Rabbim, Litzorich Rabbim. So you're right. So we don't know if Tos said that Gersa in Rashi, if Tos didn't have that Gersa in Rashi. Right? We don't know if Tos said the word Litzorich Rabbim in Rashi or not. But number one, it's a little funny because our Gersa in Rashi doesn't have Rashi saying such a chiddush. And also, this is against our Gersa in Rashi, which, okay, could be we have the wrong Gersa in Rashi, right? Could be someone trying to tighten up Rashi to defend him against Tosos. And also, it seems to be pretty much against the Mishnah Orla, because the Mishnah Orla says, no ter b'shus haravim is chayiv, objectively chayiv. So, what does that mean? L'chor, that's not something that's sort of haravim, because that's the machlokes hanar. It must be no ter b'shus haravim, sort of yachid. So, it seems to be against the Mishnah Orla. So, it's against our Gersa in Rashi, and against the Mishnah in Orla, so lichora, this is probably not the real sheet of Rashi. I mean, if you take this approach, then this machlok is probably a misunderstanding. Right? Yeah, maybe someone misunderstood Rashi because they had the wrong Gerson Rashi and they misinterpreted him to be against the Mishnah Orla, and then they attacked him, but it's hard to imagine this is a real machlokis. Like, could be this was what Tosfos was arguing against. But it's hard to imagine that we should have to defend Rashi because, you know, some Gersos are Gerson Rashi before, doesn't say that, and why should we defend Rashi being against the Mishnah Orla? So, l'chora, if so, Rashi's the defense of Rashi is, how do you defend Rashi is that Rashi never said it. So, l'chora, if you take one way of learning the Machlokas, the whole Machlokas is a miscommunication. Because it's hard for me to believe that Rashi said it, and I have no reason to believe, according to our Gersos of Rashi, he before didn't say it. And according to the other Gerses of Rashi, he also probably didn't say it. Right? There's no Gers of Rashi that has him before saying Rishas Rabbim Tzorch Yachid is the Machlokas. Just what some people think he meant. So that's unlikely. Okay, but it could be. In which case, Tosos maybe misunderstood Rashi and the whole thing is a miscommunication and it's not such a nice, lumbish kind of Tosos. But there's another option, right? What's the other option of understanding what they're arguing about? Tzorch Rabbim Rishas Hayachid. Okay, I'll let you try. No teav rishus hayachid lit tzorich rabbin. This is just an experiment. So, what is Tosfos hold and what does Rashi hold?
Rashi.
Would be aser according to?
According to Chami.
So, Tosfos say it's machlokas tanaim. And what would Rashi say?
I don't know, but he said kigon ben tzaderach. Maybe according to Rashi would also have to be rishus rabbin. Tzorich rabbin.
Rashi would say that Rishus Hayachal Tzorach Rabbim Kuli Alma is Chayav. That's what you're saying. Kuli Alma is Chayav. Interesting. Possible. I hear that. I hadn't thought of that before, but what's the problem? The problem is that the problem is that's not what Tosfos says. What Tosfos says is that the machlokes tanoim is Bershus Hayachid lit Tzorach Rabbim, and not like Rashi says Bershus Harabim. Not like.
No, according to Rashi, the machlokas is in Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah, everyone agrees it's chayav.
Okay. I hear that. Could be. But I'm not noted in that way of interpreting the machlokas. And I'll tell you why I'm not noted in that way of interpreting the machlokas. Number one, because Rashi doesn't say the machlokas is Ber Rosh Hashanah. What does Rashi say?
Kigon
Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like machlokas is, regardless of Rosh Hashanah. And number two, because Tosfos doesn't, because Tosfos's main objection is that, no, is that Birshus Rabbim is a different case than the Machlokas. Sounds like it's his main objection to say that Birshus Hayachid is the Machlokas. He's trying to say Birshus Rabbim isn't the Machlokas. So I hear that, but I'm not so convinced. What's probably the most posh way to read the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, they're arguing about? Exactly. No teya be Rabin. Sorry, li Rabin. There, sorry, Rabin. That's Rabin versus Rabin. What does Rashi pretty say pretty clearly? That the machlokas tanoim is if you're a tail Rabin, keep going. Ben said there. Pash sounds like machlokas tanoim is a tail Rabin wherever you're a tail Rabin. Keep going, Ben Sadera, because usually if you don't tail a rabbin, you put it in the Rishos of the rabbin. Right, but it sounds like Rashi would say this is part of the Machlokes Tanoim, and therefore Lechachamim you'd be Chayav. And what is Tosos saying? Tosos is saying, what's Tosos saying? Tosos is saying, this is Birshus Hayachid the Tzorek Rabin. This is not talking about Birshus Rabin. This is Birshus Hayachid the Tzorek Rabin. What might Tosas mean? Yeah. This is Birshus Hayachid the Tzorek Rabin. But what's the din of Birshus Rabin the Tzorek Rabin? Exactly. Pater Lukuliyama. Maybe that's what Tosas means. Again, you can't know for sure that that's what Tosas means because Tosas' lashon is very unclear. All he says is that I don't think they're arguing about Birshus Rabin. I think they're arguing about Birshus Hayachid. He doesn't say what would be Birshus Rabin. But this, and who interprets the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos this way? Right, the Mari Korkus on the bottom of the Rambam, and he says that in that case, who is Tosfos holding like? Yeah. Right, Tosfos seems to be holding like the Rambam. The Rambam has the exact same formulation in the Parish of Mishnayos right there in Orla, says the exact same thing as he does. You know, I just put one of them on because they say the exact same thing in. Hilchos Maishu Shein Venetzer Revai, Karev Yud, Halacha Hey. What does he say? Hanatil Rabin B'toch Sadehu, he says the Machlokas. Therefore, it's Chayiv in Eretz Yisrael, because we're Machmer and Machlokas, and it's Pater and Chotzaris, because we're Mikol Machlokas. Notel Rabin B'toch Sadehu. Why does he say Notel Rabin B'toch Sadehu? Why doesn't he say no tail rabbin stam? Sounds like no tail rabbin is different. Oh, would it be more macher or more makel? Or obviously more makel. Right? So it sounds like, right? Like the Rambam and Tosfos would hold that Rishus Rabbin, Li Rabbin, Rishus Rabbin is totally putter. While Rashi would hold, no. It's all part of the, it's all part of the machlokas. The is what their basic machlokas were showing then. The basic machlokas we're showing is lachora. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Right. According to Rashi, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a tour of Rabin, and the Chachamim holds there's no tour of Rabin. That's the way Rashi needs it. What is Tosfos? Sorry, whenever Rabbi Yehuda is pretty clear, there's a tour of Rabin. Right. There's always two ways to argue on the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a p'tur of Rabin, and therefore he's putter. The Rambam will know you're dead wrong. There is no p'tur of Rabin. There's no din of Rabin and Yochid by Orla. There's no inyan of Bailus by Orla. Or the Rambam would hold you're right there p'tur of Rabin. You're right there's a p'tur of Rabin, but you're wrong about which case it applies to. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a p'tur of Rabin, and the Chachamim say correct. But noteya birshus hayachid letzorek rabin is really yachid. They say, yeah, you're right. There's a tour of rabin, but if you're planting it in birshus hayachid, then for the tour of rabin, that's not really rabin. That's your personal tree that you might share. So they just argue about where to draw the line in terms of rabin. They admit if it's pure rabin, we admit you're potter. If you stomp plants in the middle of a park, in the middle of a highway, in the middle of a nature preserve, you know, b'simcha rabba. But if you plant in your field, you're just saying, it's in my field and I'm sharing it with a rabbin, that's really you being a host. That's your yachid business. That's not a tour of rabbin. So that seems to be, if you take this approach, which I think is the best approach, even if you can't prove who's right and who's wrong. So the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, they're arguing whether Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum are arguing the chalal about the din of Rabin, or no, they both agree there's a Torah problem. They're just arguing where to draw the line. The Chacham say only something which is totally shy to the Rabin is putter, but if it's your fruits and you decide to share them, then since it's growing in your yard, and you can change your mind any time, and you know, you'll decide whether you want the Rabbin to have it or not, it's really yours. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, anytime it's playing for the Kavanah of Rabbin, it is Pata. The interesting question, Justin, this will just, you know, we're not learning this up as Arla now, but it's something to think about. Why would there be a Patur of Rabbin in Arla? What would this Svara be that there would be? Rabbi Yehuda for sure thinks there's a Patur of Rabbin. And maybe even the Chacham admit that there's a Patur of Rabbin. They just think it has to be a real Rabbin, not just I'm a nice guy Rabbin. Why would there be a Patur of Rabbin in Arla? So you could, you know, you could always say just Zeres HaKasav, although it's a funny Zeres HaKasav because there's no word that actually sounds like it includes the Rabbin. Even in the Patem, sounds like the Yachid, you know. Not so clear, maybe that's the normal way. But so it could just be Zeres HaKasav. Theoretically, maybe, what could you say?
I think to get time to the crowd, if the idea of Orla is first craft is the fruits, so maybe Rabin would
right, that would be a nice chiddush. Who says that, of course?
Ramban.
What?
Ramban.
Right, that is the shita of the Ramban. Right, maybe you could say this would be a chiddush, that why did it apply to the Yachid, not the Rabin? Because it's not, Machalos HaSuros usually have nothing to do with Yachid and Rabin, right? You think Chazar makes a difference between Yachid and Rabin, you think Basa Machala makes a difference between Yachid and Rabin, right? Like, Mine and Yachin and Rabin for something Machalos HaSuros. But Chiyuvim, of course, is a big difference in Yachin and Rabin, right? Everyone knows there are certain Chiyuvim on the Yachid which wouldn't apply to Hefker, right? For example, you know, Hefker is taught from Trumas and Maestros, you know, maybe because, like, whatever, there's no one to be Machayef, right? So maybe there's a tour of Rabin here, so there's no one to be Machayef. But Orla is a Machalos HaSuros, it's not a Chiyuvim. So, if you want to be very radical, the Ramban says in Kedoshim, that the reason for the Issa of Arla is because your chayiv is the first fruits to Hashem. Right? It's like a Bikurim kind of thing, or a Truma kind of thing. Your chayiv is to give rachis to Hashem, and that's Netzer Revai, but it's pasnish to give Hashem the bad fruit of the first 3 years. Therefore, it's us. You can't give Hashem the first 3 years, but you also can't take it for yourself, because then you're not giving rachis to Hashem. So, as a side effect of your chayiv, you give rachis to Hashem, as a side effect, the chiyuv to give rachis to Hashem, you have to not eat the first 3 years. Again, the Ramban there is saying in terms of philosophy, not necessarily one of this, but maybe, right, al-pi Ramban, that the iser is noveya from the chiyuv. The iser arla really comes from the chiyuv of Ravai, and the chiyuv is only chal, and there's a bailum. Right?
Why would it also be okay?
You mean according to the Chacham?
Because they say, according to what we're saying. Well, why would, for the same reason...
Why wouldn't it be Pater or why wouldn't it be Chayiv?
Why wouldn't it be Pater?
Why wouldn't it be Pater? Because since it's your tree and your Rishus, you're so Chayiv to give Revai. Who cares that you decide you want to share the fruits? Yeah, it's very nice you want to share the fruits, but it's your tree. You have a Chayiv Revai. What do you mean the Tzark problem? I'm planting in my field to be a nice guy and let everyone who pass by the sidewalk pick fruits. It's still my tree. I can still have a Chayiv. Meaning who owns the tree versus who you're planting it for. Esher, most people think about that it's an issue of who you're planting it for. But you could say it's a matter of who really owns the seeds, because whoever owns the seeds might really, or notea probably sounds like not the seeds, but the sapling. Whoever owns the sapling might be the owner of the fruit. And that would be an interesting question. Basically, who does the problem would be arguing according to this on who is the chiyuv chal? The chiyuv is chal on the owner of the tree, the owner of the fruit, or the owner of the land. Right? And that, those three possibilities include the issue you're bringing up. Rav Moshe seems to have a slightly different way of looking at it. There's English Moshe, he's talking about the Chachamim. But he seems to be also including Rav Yehuda as well. It's in the Kuf Bei Vav. Rav Moshe says it's a matter of what kind of chetz it is. After all, what the first mission Orla tell us? If I remember correctly, what's the first mission Orla? Yeah? What does the first mission Orla tell us? No tail is yog lekoros is patumina Orla, right? If you plan to make a fence around your property or to use the wood for construction, you're potter from Ordla. Obviously, you need even a fruit tree, right? Even if you plant an apple tree or a lemon tree, you're still potter from Ordla. Why? Because it's not an Eitz Macho. It is biologically an Eitz Macho, but it's not teleologically an Eitz Macho. It's not planted for the purpose of Macho, meaning the first mission of Ordla is Mechanish to us, that Eitz Macho is not referring to the biology of whether tachless it has a Macho growing. It's referring to the teleology. Did you plant it for Macho, or did you plant it for some other reason? Now again, I mean, doubted that you plant it, because Ola Me'ilma V'Shayiv, it grows by itself, it's Chayiv, because Minastam, you know what you want to use it for. But Rav Moshe says that if you plant for the Rabban, maybe that's not an Eitz Macho. Eitz Macho means you plant it, Eitz Macho means you plant it for a specific person to eat, like for someone to harvest it and eat it. If you plant it to be hefker for anyone, this is a big finish, that's not called an Eitz Macho because it's not for any specific person's eating. So it could be that it's a chisaron in Eitz Macho, at least according to Chachamim, maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda as well, that if it's not, again, it's a little funny because people are going to eat it, but the point is if no one planted it for the purpose of they themselves eating it, it was just planted to be hefker, and whoever wants to come eat it, then that's not called an Eitz Macho. And that would be a little radical, but another shot in what's going on here. So they could be arguing about just where to draw the lines of this Gzeiras HaKasav. Gzeiras HaKasav Lachem. Is the Gzeiras HaKasav going on who's, you know, is the Gzeiras HaKasav just talking about who's going to eat it in the end? Or is the Gzeiras HaKasav talking about whether you have any bias, whether an individual has any shaykhus to it? Or it could be the argument about the Chiv Ravai, that would be very radical. Like Shrive was saying, based on the Ramban, is the Chiv Ravai, is it Chal on the owner of the land? Is it Chal on the owner of the fruits? Is it Chal on the owner of the tree? Or it could be the argument about the Geder of Eitz Macho, what's called, not whether it's biologically an Eitz Macho, but whether it's called a Kavana of an Eitz Macho, you know, if it's not, if there's no person who's planning to eat it, does that make an Eitz Macho? It's only the person who's going to eat it makes an Eitz Macho. But if no particular person is going to eat it, then it's an Eitz Nothing, because no particular person has any particular plans for it. And maybe that's just an Eitz Stam, because there's no one who has Kavana particularly to eat it.
But is there a Rishus Yachid? There's Bailan or there's no Bailan?
If I plant the Rishus Yachid, L'chora, there's Bailan.
How do you explain the
Chachamim
referring to the Ramban?
The Chachamim make perfect sense. If I plant the Rishus Yachid, then, even if I don't plan to eat the fruits, even if I want to be mocked for the fruits, it's really mine. Right? It's nice that I want to share them, but they're really mine. How do you explain Rabbi Yehuda? You have to say that the Chiyav is really Chal on the Peros. The Chiyav is really Chal on the Peros. And if the Peros are Hefker, there's no one for the Chiyav to be Chal on.
So really, there's no Bios, even though it's delicious.
So the, and I see what you're saying. I don't want to say the argument of Chosh and Mishmat. I want to say the argument of Yoredea.
No, I'm Arlogic Bios there.
So maybe you could say the argument was the Chiyav is Chal on the fruit or on the tree. You know, it's your fruit or my tree. So you could say the argument the Chiyav is Chal on the Peros or on the Eitz. Although that would get into the issue simply brought up. Okay, that's just a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. You know, again, these are speculations. What's the real Yesod behind the Torah Rabban, of course, could be different for the Chachamim and for Rabbi Yehuda. You know, maybe for Rabbi Yehuda's Gzeiras HaKasav, and for the Chachamim, it's more of a Svara, because they might not have Gzeiras HaKasav. That, you know, it was just speculation, so we can't say for sure.
Is Rabban, when we're defining it, more than an individual, or is that Shalom Tzipur?
I assume Rabban means like Hefker for anyone. Meaning if we have a little club, I don't know if that's a Rabban.
Has anyone ever considered if there are fruits that are included within the first 3 years to do this kind of the government, so you get all the food to be able to work?
No, but we pass like the Chachamim, right? And I don't know if we pass like Rashi or like Tosfos. What? I don't know. You know, because also it's not a Borer Rambam. You know, it's Mashmos of the Rambam. So I doubt that we. And also, it has to be Rishus HaRabban, right?
Yeah.
Meaning, more usually people plant in the Rishus HaYachid.
It doesn't really know. If the government has has their own isn't the government.
It's not going to help farmers unless they're mafia their land. But who says they want to be mafia their land? So it's not so much. Now, the question would just be, forget about making a special tikkun. What about a park? You know, what if they planted in a park? That's versus a robin, sort of robin.
They don't usually plant fruit trees, do they?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So I don't know. L'maisa, it's an interesting question whether we paskin, you know, who we paskin like here. I don't know what the Achronim would say, halacha l'maisa. Meaning, there's mamash a park. Usually when you go to a park, you see old trees. What if there's a park and they planted a new fruit tree? Then it would be an interesting question.
Did you make to us that the Rambam, according to the Pasuk, that will cut them instead of Pasuk?
Right, so I did give thought, but only most of the Achronim give the same technical answer, which I thought was good. Meaning, even though we want to say that if you're Mechayev Nitzel Rabim, it's because really Nitatem means Yachid, and Lachem includes the Rabim. The Rambam thought that what Lachem did includes, that the meaning of the Tatem includes the Rabim. Lachem is equal no son in the Tatem. That's what the Achronim is saying. It's a little dochah, but I don't have anything better. That the Rambam thinks Lachem includes in the Tatem.
There's no Gersa.
What?
There's no Gersa.
In the Rambam?
Yeah. She left it. So then the Shunis
book that there's, it says in the Tatem Lachem. Okay. Then it would be a nice guy. I didn't notice that. Okay, that would be a nice Gersa. All right. Yeah.
Also, when each shvius, say you have orla tree, so does orla not apply in shvius?
Orla certainly does apply in shvius. There's a mishnah about that. It's a foolish mishnah in the seventh parak of in the Gemara in the seventh parak of Bava Kama, for the way we usually learn mishnah Ezra. So no, but that could be because we look at the you know the long range. I mean, just because one year it's hefker doesn't change anything. It depends on the tree as a whole. So that you know, even if you plant something for food and then you change your mind to siyag, it's still a problem. So that doesn't bother me. Okay, continuing in the Gemara, then the Gemara has the next question, which is all pretty innocent until Rashi and Tosfos bring in all the sects of the Irvin. Right? Say Bari Truma, Zerachmana, Omar, Bechalzar, Liyuchah Kodesh, Shikhan, Marvin, Loza, Yain, Lishol, Betruma, Har Papa, Shani, Hasam, etc. Then they use the same question by Nazir. Basically, why is Truma and Yayin the Nazir Mutzer Ba'anah? If it says, well, Yochan, the answer, Trumaschem, or Nizro. The Rashi just makes a total side point here. What does the Mishnah here say? Ma'arvin le Nazir b'Yayin l'Yisrael b'Truma. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is you're not allowed to make an Erev out of, they're talking here about an Erev Tchumen, out of Treif. The Erev has, forgetting about our Gemara. You're not allowed to make an Erev out of Treif. Right, so the mission is Mechadish. Nonetheless, Yisrael can use Truma and a Nazir can use Yayin. Why? So, it's Machlokas here between Rashi and Tosos. What does Rashi say? Why can a Yisrael use Truma and a Nazir use Yayin? Because he really could eat it. Through the principle of Hoel, right? The Nazir can be Mitchalalei, and the guy who's mafresh to Truma could also be Mitchalalei, and the guy who's mafresh to Truma will be Mitchalalei. It'll turn to be Tevel, and it'll be mafresh again. A double Hoel will be Shoel, and it'll be mafresh turned into Chul. And then the Nazir will just have a single Hoel, will be mafresh to Zeros, and be able to drink wine. So Rashi says it's really in a Sudor Uyolo, right, through Hoel. Tosos disagrees, and Tosos says, what does Tosos say? Why is it okay? Because Chazi Lachmine, right? So Tos says it's good enough, it's Chazi for everyone else. And Rash says it's because of Hoel. Okay, seems like a reasonable machlokas, except for what problem?
Rashi says Chazi
has. That Rashi, on the exact same line of the Mishnah, Bimkomo and Irvin, says it's because it is Chazi Lachmine. And what else? Rashi and Irvin. And the Gemara in Irvin all over says that, according to the Chacham, who are the authors of this line in the Mishnah, the reason is because it is Chazi Lachrini.
The Gemara has both, the Gemara starts with a different Okimta answer, explained that the Chacham is talking about the cases where he could do the thing with the Kashim was run. They like go back and forth.
The Gemara goes back and forth, but the Maskana is. Where's the Ivai Sema?
On
Chav Chesem and Aleph, good. Okay, so Chav Chesem and Aleph is low. They talk about Ma'arvin Lanozvi Yayin Lishrol Betruma, which says the Chazi Lahai, Afagav Lo Chazi Lahai, Chazi Lahai is good enough, right? That it's good enough to be Chazi to someone else. And he says, then there's another Ibai Seima. So it could be Rashi Paskin like the second Ibai Seima, which says that really being chazi to someone else is not enough. You need a hobo.
But you angered brought this up, but then you rejected it.
Correct.
Say, it would be used in the Mishnah because then it would have been limited to when the Chachamim said you can always do it. It would have been limited to
Right, so that's exactly the Shakel Hari Riku Eger here. The Gemara has three discussions of this. For any of Chav Chesem and Aleph, they say, the reason behind the Mishnah is that it's chazi for someone else, and then anybody's Ema, which doesn't really get into this issue as much. But there's some anybody's Ema that seems to say that it's not just about chazi l'hai, which is a mucker for Rashi. The problem is that the Gemara of Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, that's enough Chav Chesem and Aleph. So basically, you want to know what's Rashi's makor, right? What's the problem for Rashi? Let's basically see. Rashi on Eruvin Chav Vavam Beis is like Tosfos, right? That's a problem. The Gemara on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, Lishna Kama, is like Tosfos, but the Lishna Basra seems different. So you could say, we like the Lishna Basra often. So maybe that was Rashi's makor, although that still doesn't explain why Rashi himself didn't say that in Eruvin. But it gets more complicated than that, because on Daf Lamed, you bring down the Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel says, don't you know that you can use Yayin for Nazir or Truma for Yisrael, just like you can use food for an adult on Yom Kippur, because it's chazi for someone else, right? Just like food for an adult on Yom Kippur. And Beis Shammai says, no, food for an adult on Yom Kippur, because it's chazi at other times. But Beis Hillel, right? Daf Lamed Amud Beis. I mean, we don't really care about Beis Shammai, right? But Beis Shammai is not going to really help with anyone. Beis Hillel is exactly like Tosfos. Beis Hillel says, what's the reason? The reason is not a hoel. There's no hoel to eat on Yom Kippur. The reason is because other people could eat it. And, as if that wasn't bad enough, when they discuss Somchus and the Chachamim on Daf, later on in Daf Laman of Beis, there's a machlokas Somchus and the Chachamim, and our line of the Gemara is the Chachamim. Right? And they say that Somchus is because of Hoel, right? So what does Sumcha say? Sumcha says, a Nazir can drink the Yayin, but you can't use the Truma, because a Nazir is a Hoel, he can do a Tarsan Darden, that's allowed to be done on Shabbos L'Tzorach, but there's no hole for the Truma, because he holds that even if you can be Shoel, you can't be Remakrish during Bina Shemashos. So Sumcha says, it's because of it's because of Hoel, and that's why he argues on the Chachamim. So lechora, if Somchus is holding like Hoel and argue on the Chachamim, and one second, yeah, it's not just that. It's that Amar Zera Somchus who to Amar my dechazi le ba'inan. It's Somchus who says it's a matter of being chazi for you. Sounds pretty clear, like the Chachamim. It's not around being chazi for you, so it sounds later on in the Flamen Beis like Somchus needs chazi lei, but the Chachamim, who are our line of Mishnah, don't need chazi lei. In which case, let's as far as the Chachamim, it would be like Tosos. Basically, every Gemara later on in that Perek sounds like Tosos. The reason the Chachamim is that's chazi lachrina, that's Beis Hillel, that's why we don't hold like Somchus.
Rashi isn't Somchus.
Can't be based on Somchus because Somchus is against this line of Mishnah. Right?
No,
so
even you want to say that Rashi's holding like Somchus doesn't even hold what Rashi says.
Exactly.
Rashi's saying even by Truma.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So Rashi seems to be in a little bit of trouble here. Now, how do we resolve the trouble for Rashi? So l'chora, first of all, you have to prove that even Rashi himself could never have meant what we think he meant. What do we think Rashi means? That it's purely an issue of chazi, of hoel. You think Rashi's a pure hoel guy, right? Since everything depends on hoel. And I couldn't care less about chazi lachrini, right? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Tulsa says it's because of chazi lachrini. And Rashi says it depends on hoel, right? And Rashi thinks that you can be makrish during min hashmashos, and that's why truma is a hoel. But that's impossible. And that it's not just impossible for this theory in Rashi, and not just impossible, it's impossible, and no one can even have thought that, because our Mishnah says you can be ma'ariv with yayin for a nazir, and with truma for a kohen, and the next Mishnah says you can't be ma'ariv with Tevel and Meiser Rishon Shel Nitla Trumaso and Meiser Sheni the Hekta Shel Niftu. Hold on a second. If you have a hole for Truma, then Kalvachom, you have a hole for Tevel. What's a hole for Truma? You could do a Taurus, the Hafrasha, be Masrit to Tevel, and then be Mafrish. So if there's a hole for Truma, which is make it Tevel and then Mafrish, there's for sure a hole for Tevel, and there's a hole for Meiser Rishon Shel Nitla Trumaso. Just be Mafrish to Truma. And there's a hole for Meiser Sheni. Just be Podeh, or just do be Shoel and be, you know, and be Mafrish Minei Ovei, and it'll be Chulin. L'chor, there's a hole for a Hektish, you can be Podeh. So basically, like, and these are two Mishnayos in a row. It's obvious no one could think that it's just a matter of Hoel. Because how could it be that Hoel works for Truma, not for Tevel? The whole hole for Truma is make it Tevel, and then it's okay. If Tevel itself isn't okay, then obviously Truma can't be okay. So obviously Rashi couldn't have meant what we think he meant, right? What everyone thinks he meant can't be, because that's just, it can't be shot in the Mishnah, right? Forget about it. He holds like this Gemara and this Lashon and that Gemara and get out of this Gemara. There's no difference in Truma and Tevel if you're based on Hovel. So obviously, what is Rashi really holding?
But I understand the Gemara. On that line, it assumed that the only reason you couldn't say hol for truma is if you hold a shvus between the shmashos.
Right. So Rashi says hol for truma. So obviously Rashi holds that. That you're allowed to do shvus between the shmashos.
So why couldn't that Mishnah be? Yeah. So that Mishnah. I understand that Rashi is probably with himself and with the.
You want to say the first Mishnah is? You want to say the machlok between the chum and somchus is? Whether you can do shvus between the shmashos, and the next Mishnah is only a leave of the somchus.
It's
only a leave of the Sunkus. I guess you're right. You could say that, yeah, the next Mishnah, which is Tevel and Meister Sheni, is no good, and Meister Rishon is no good, is only a leave of the Sunkus, who holds that Truma is no good.
You probably know that. No?
Yeah, it would have said that there's Bachal, meaning there's a Machlot Chum and Sunkus, and then there's a Stam. You wouldn't say that that's only Sunkus talking there. So it's a, that's a little too dacha. Simple shot is, what is Rashi's real Shita? Simple shot, I think, or his real sheet that Tosa says it all depends on Chazi Lachmini. Rashi says, no, you need Hoel plus Chazi Lachmini. Rashi also admits that the Shita is based on Chazi Lachmini. He just says that in order to make an Erev, it needs to be Chazi Lachmini, plus, someone needs to be able to eat it now, plus, Hoel, you need to have a way of being able to eat it. I think that's my only option in Rashi. You need to be able to eat it, plus it needs to be objectively edible. And this is miyashi l'chori. The hoel doesn't need to be during Benish Moshes even necessarily. It could need to be chazit achrini now and hoel earlier. And then there's really no stiras. It's easy to get a seer. Why is there a seer in Rashi? Because both factors are true. Rashi on the Mishnah is trying to explain to you, Rashi and Irvin is trying to explain to you, why is Truma okay, but Tevel isn't? And he can't say, bring in Hoel, because that doesn't explain the difference in the Mishnah between Truma and Tevel. So he brings in Chazi Lachrini, Truma is Chazi Lachrini, and Tevel is not Chazi Lachrini. That's why Rashi. Rashi here, for some reason, decides to look at the other side of the coin and talk about the Hollel, and we'll try to figure that out in a moment. And then it's really no problem that all these Gemaras say Chazi Lachmini like Tosos, because Rashi also met Chazi Lachmini like Tosos. He just sees he's not being different than Tosos, more Machu than Tosos. Says Chazi Lachmini is not good enough. You need Chazi Lachmini and Hollel. Now, is there any Nachmina? I don't know, maybe someone clever will come with an Nachmina of something that Chazi Lachrina, but you don't have a hole to eat. Now, usually, anything that's Chazi Lachrina, there's some hole which lets you eat it. But maybe you could find some weird case of, be a little hard to find some weird case of a Chazi Lachrina that there's no hole for. Offhand, I have trouble coming up with one. Like, you'd like to say Kutchin for Yisrael or something, but it's a little tricky because if it's out of Tchum, it's Yotzi. So how can you get your Tchum with it? Well, I'll have to come up with something clever.
Why is the Meister Sheni Chazi Lachrini?
What?
Why isn't the Meister Sheni Chazi Lachrini?
Why isn't Meister Sheni Chazi Lachrini? Because no one can eat Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim.
Yeah, practically I could get it to on Shabbos?
I mean, someone right now can eat it. There's someone who can eat it right now.
So even Simchos would agree that if there's no Bezin around, or something like that, there couldn't be La'arim not Simchos.
Chacham is saying not Nozer could eat it.
Right. You have to have, when I say Chacham is not bringing it, the person has to be available currently that you can actually give it to them?
Means that it has to be edible to some Jewish person. I don't know if the person has to be here.
So Meister Sheni also, in Yerushalayim, like...
But no, right now, Vasher Rusham, it has to be edible.
By someone else? Somewhere?
By someone here.
Okay.
What's the Svara?
If it's like, this Tefza is food, because there's somebody who can eat it, then why does it matter where they are? I guess it's obvious if you just say that answer that.
If it's a matter of defining the Chefza as food, I hear you, Tanya. If it's a matter of what I'm about to say, defining the Chefza as food, then why isn't Meister Sheni food? Because you could eat it in Yerushalayim. If I want to, I could say maybe it's Meister Sheni that's tummy. But then I have to add an Okimta. Or if I want, I could say that, no, Lemaisa, it's not edible now because you can't bring it to Yerushalayim now. And it has to be edible now in order to be, has to be edible now, not just edible in the long run.
And it must, and Trupa has to have a coin around somewhere. Same thing. It has to be, like, if I see there's no Kohanim, then I also wouldn't be allowed to use it.
It's an interesting question. I'm not sure.
Two things to me are different. Erev Tchumim is shaykh to geography, and it's impossible geographically to have the Chazi.
Right, and is the point that it has to be Chazi in its place, because the whole point is being in a place.
Okay, but we're saying there's no Kohan within this city and the next school.
But then
could be, who knows? Not impossible.
Yeah.
Not impossible.
So, Rabbana, but a Meisah Shabbos that would be also for you, Alumnus, and other brother people, but they did it last Shabbos.
That's an interesting one. A mice of Shabbos that's usher for you forever would be a case where it's Chazi Lachrini, but there's no Hollel, and would be an Afrini to Rashi and Tosfos. I agree. Very good. L'chor has to be Chazi Lachrini now. Yeah. L'chor has to be Chazi Lachrini now.
If Rashi says this is the deal, can't be Rashi. Rashi doesn't know you can be asked at the temple of Shabbos. I mean, it's Rashi's. So it can't be right for anyone. Now.
Say that again?
Now
means without doing a mice to it.
What are you saying? If I have Tevel right now.
Yeah, if I have Tevel,
can't
then it's not right for anyone now. And that's why it's possible.
That's
yeah, that's why it's no good. Even though I have a Hoel. Yeah. I have a Hoel for Tevel, but it's not right for anyone. So
what about the true one? If I said
true one, because I have a Hoel, and it's good for a Kohanim.
But you don't have a Hoel on Shabbos.
I do during Banish Mashas. First of all, or Rashi doesn't say it has to be on Shabbos. It could be Bo Yom. Maybe the whole I just need to be Bo Yom. Because B'chor I can ma'ari to a Gadol in Yom Kippur, and he only has the whole Mi Bo Yom. Not to Ben Hashemashos. So the whole Mi Bo Yom might be good enough.
So, what? You're making it, it's whole because you can make it into tevel.
The truma is a whole because you can make it into tevel and then be mafresh from it and make it into chulin.
In benesh mashes when.
Because according to Rebbe, you can be mafresh during benesh mashes. Now I just think Rashi has to say that because otherwise, what's he going to say about tevel and ma'aser sheni and ma'aser rishon?
The Gemara in Erev, before it gets to my Pisca, says some of us reject the Truma Erev because
it's only a Shir Mitzumtzum.
Right, so if the Chum also hold the Torah, wouldn't that also be reason for the Chum?
But then you have to say the Mishnah of Tevel and Maaser Sheni and Maaser Rishon is with a Shir Mitzumtzum, but the Mishnah of Truma is not a Shir Mitzumtzum. And you can't say the Mishnah of Truma is not a Shir Mitzumtzum and the same Mishnah of Tevel is a Shir Mitzumtzum. That doesn't make any sense. I was thinking about that. Just saying, no, really, the difference that Tevel is a Shir Mitzumtzum and therefore is no holo. But then how can it be that there are two Mishnahs in a row? One is talking about Truma with extra Shir, one is talking about Tevel with the Shir Mitzumtzum.
So according to this, Mahalak, the Gemara was assuming that the first Mishnah was talking about a Shir Mitzumtzum and therefore Simchas couldn't hold the Truma. So according to, if some also hold the
holo. In the Havim, you know. But in the end, we don't say that. Right, in the end, we don't say that. That was only the Havamina. And that Havamina was, that wasn't even a good Havamina. It's not we only rejected Havamina because some pilpul and some cheshbon. That Havamina was not a good Havamina b'chlal, because my Pisgah, because it's a ridiculous way to read the Mishnah. So I don't really think we have to defend that Havamina. Right, within the Havamina, it would be a different problem. Okay, Lemaseh, if what I'm saying in Rashi is correct, and I just like, and as I'm saying, forget about being Rashi with anything, just have Rashi read the Mishnah. Rashi's reading the Mishnah. He obviously doesn't just mean Hovel, because he asked the friendship between Truma and Tevel. So Lachori thinks you need Hevel plus Kazi Lachrine, and therefore he's really agreeing with Tosfos, just adding something to Tosfos. Then the question just becomes, why does he only give us half the story and not the other half of the story? I mean, he's really agreeing with Tosfos, saying it's Kazi Lachrine plus Hovel. Why is he only telling us Hovel here? And why is he only telling us Hoel here, and not Chazi Lachrini?
And the other half of the story
in Erevin. So why he's telling us the other half of the story in Erevin? Either maybe you could say, you know, he changed his mind in Erevin, or you could say in Erevin he's trying to tell us how to read the Mishnah and how to differentiate between Truma and Tevel, and the whole part of the story is not really so significant. Because you can read the, he's just trying to explain the Mishnah, you can read the Mishnah fine with Chazi Lachrini, that explains the difference in all the cases in the Mishnah. The whole is a weird case that it took Schreiber 5 minutes to come up with a nafkamina for it, so he didn't bring that up in Erevin. That bothers me a little less. Again, either changed his mind in Erevin, or in Erevin he was just trying to give a shot in the Mishnah. But over here it's a little strange, because if he really believes in two factors, then why is he only telling you one here and causing all this confusion? Why did he decide, if I just got through saying the important factor is Chazi Lachrini, and that's what explains everything in Erevin, that's what the Gemara is in Erevin, and that explains the difference in all the cases that are kosher in Erevin and all the cases that are not kosher in Erevin, and the Nafkamina this whole is only for weird cases that you need Shriver to think of, then why in Sachin did he bring in Hol? Okay, so what's the answer? Right, here is... If you have a good answer to this, then you're mamash. Then you're mamash b'seder gomor. Question is, do you have a good answer to this? So why Dafkin or Sugya did he choose to bring in Hoel? What does Gutenberg want to say?
I don't shot in Rashi, but in our Gemara, all we care is seeing if there's a heter or not here. We don't care why the heter is here.
Ah, okay, exactly. This is the most practically relevant factor in Hilchos Erevin. Right, that's why it gets mentioned in all the Gemara's Erevin. That's why Rashi mentioned in Erevin. But why does Rashi here bring in Hoel? Hoel, because what's our sugya really about? It's really about, what are we trying to prove? We're trying to prove that Truma's mutzer b'hanah. We're trying to prove that Truma and Yain L'Nazir is mutzer b'hanah. So maybe in the context of our sugya, which has to do with being mutzer b'hanah, you know, the idea of being mutter b'hanah, that's where Rashi chooses to emphasize. Rashi chooses to emphasize the factor of Hoel. Now, okay, I absolutely right. The question is exactly why in our sugya did he choose to emphasize the fact? Meaning, maybe what Rashi's saying, if not for the factor of Hoel,
then the shock of a targa of Yisuri Hanoa wouldn't work so well. Right? Rashi is bringing the factor of Hoel here to make the shock of a targa of our sugya work well. Now, how exactly does the factor of Hoel have to do with the shock of a targa of our sugya? So I think you could maybe take this in one of two directions, unless I know Gutenberg has a theory, right? Or
no, but let's say another reason why, not even why you mentioned Hoel, but quoting Chazi L'Achrini isn't going to help us here. Saying that it's Chazi for Cohen doesn't help us.
Yeah, Chazi L'Achrini doesn't sound very much like a heteron out of you. Chazi L'Achrini is about the Achrini. I mean, if Rashi just said, oh, it's okay because of Chazi L'Achrini, you might have said, what's the issue in the Mishnah says that you can have an Erev that's good for other people, that proves Mutzer B'Hanoah to other people. What does that have to do with being Mutzer B'Hanoah to you?
Where's the Hanoah here?
Ah, okay, so we have to get into the question of where's the Hanoah here, right? Who's bothered by that? The end of this Tosos, right? Tosos assumes where's the Hanoah? The Hanoah is that you can walk places, and therefore he says, but if there's a mandamar that Amar and Ilvar mitzvah, that mitzvah's lovely Hanos nitnu, then talk, the whole sugi doesn't work. So Tosos already points out that if the Hanoah is the walking.
So I don't have to be able to eat it.
What?
The fact that I'm an Arab with something doesn't prove I can get Hanoah from it. Meaning,
especially if you hold mitzvah's lovely, if you hold any bar mitzvah, right?
Right, yes.
So now let's have maybe a different shot. Whereas that Tosus assumes the Hanoah is the walking. And then he has the nidchak to say it's only according to Vandam or Arvin Shalola Dvar Mitzvah. Right? So A, he has the nidchak to say it's only Vandam or Arvin Shalola Dvar Mitzvah. And B, is it so pashut that the Hanoah is the walking? It's a very, abstract, halachic kind of Hanoah. You know, I can walk anyway, right? So I can halachically walk. Okay, could be. But Tosas be nidchak. So the question is, can you take two questions and use them to answer each other, right? Can you say, no, let's not be nidchak and say it's only according to one man to Amar. Maybe the Hanoah is not the walking. Maybe that's not what's going on in our sugya. So I think there are two other ways to read our sugya as to where's the Hanoah in our sugya, right? What's the Hanoah in our sugya? Tosfos assumes that the Hanoah in our sugya is the walking, right? But not so Pashuk, after all, Tosfos says this doesn't match with a very, very mainstream Manda Amar. Right? And so what's the other option? So I can think of maybe two options. The Ephraim actually debate what's the chicken, what's the egg here. And maybe it's not that the Hanoah is walking, but that if something is usher b'Hanoah to you, then you don't have enough bilus over it, right? Or then you don't have enough bilus over it to make it into an Eruv. If something's usher b'Hanoah to me, that it's not connected enough to establish to me to establish my household. Like something I'm going to write is that I lose my bias, right? Sir, I know there's no bias going to make me show. This gets a little tricky. Sorry, I know that our Chazi L'Achrini is a little tricky. But it could be that it's not that walking is the Hanoah. It's that if it was Asr B'Hanoah, it can't make my bias if it's Asr B'Hanoah. Something that's Asr B'Hanoah to me is not connected enough to me to shift my bias. So I think if you take this approach, then it's not that I get Hanoah from the Eruv. I need a Hefer Hanoah to make an Eruv. Right? I can't. What does an Eruv mean? What does an Eruv mean? An Eruv means I have a new house. Right? The Gemara in Eruvin even calls it. What does the Gemara in Eruvin? It's a memorable line because it sounds so strange to us. Call making an Eruv Tumen. What explains why you shouldn't do it on Yontif? Well, Mikni Beis, I'm buying a house. Mikne base of Yom Tiflow, right? It's establishing a new house. If I can't even get Hanoah from something, then how could I say that establishes my house? I'm not connected to it at all. I have no kesher to it. Yeah?
So, I mean, so Tosis is saying that it's a problem in... The Arab is actually fine.
Tosis is saying the Arab is fine. I won't be able to walk. But I'm saying the apostle is the Arab. Maybe you could say... Then, this is what a few are going to suggest. If it's Asr B'Hanoah to me, what kind of home is Asr B'Hanoah? Then, the Eruv is possible because It's not my bias. If I can't get hanaah from something, how can that be my bias? In which case, I think Rashi is now a lot sweeter. What's Rashi saying? If the whole base of the Erev is that it's chazi to someone, whole base of the Erev is it's tziburi. If some Jew could have a kesher to this, then it could be a bias for any Jew. If it was just that chazi lachrine, then our Gemara wouldn't make any sense. Then it wouldn't need to be mutar and out of you. We need to mutar and out for a Jew, but it wouldn't need to be mutar and out of me. According to Tosas, Erev is impersonal. Erev is tzibur, not yachid. I understand the Erev only works for a particular yachid. But the Erev is not based on my personal house. Right? It's not something that I personally eat. The Erev is based on a chefza of a potential house for someone. The Erev is, the Erev is just a potential house for a Jew. Right? If so, according to Tosas, you have this chiddush, then an Erev doesn't need to have anything to do with me. An Erev doesn't need to be my house. Doesn't mean my doesn't need to be the center of my life. It just needs to be a theoretical house for someone. If so, basically it's xeris akasav, that you need to make a theoretical food for someone, and that creates an Erev. Then who's then our Gemara doesn't make any sense. Then it is also about not to me. It's also about not to me. That's a revolving house for everyone else, and therefore it works as an Erev. But if you say that I need Hoel, then an Erev is based on being my house. All right, now I can't eat there. No, I really could eat there with the Hoel. An Erev is based on being my house. If an Erev is based on being my house, then something's also about not to me. Then even with the Hoel, you can't call that my house. My house has to be something that is at least somewhat useful to me. So I think, I admit, you know, you have to invent these svaras here, but maybe if you read the Shach Mutari Bar Sugya in a little bit of a different way, if you read the Shach Mutari Bar Sugya a little different, it's not that walking is the Hanah. The Hanah is an ingredient to having a house. Then it makes sense that Rashi has to say it's about my house, not about a theoretical house, because the Gemara only works. The Gemara is not about whether the truma is mucked about out of someone. We know it's mucked about out of someone. It's called Jack Cohen. It's not about whether wine is mucked about out of someone. It's mucked about out of all regular Jews. It's not whether it's mucked about out of me. So, if there's no, again, if it's about the walking, then it reads, but it's Anah is not the walking. The Anah is part of my relationship and my being Kovei a house. I can't be Kovei a house in something which I have no stake in, which is worthless to me. Then it makes a lot of sense that Rashi has to bring in Hoel, because what he's trying to prove is that Eretz Chumen is not a theoretical eating place of a theoretical person, which Chazal would just decided could make an Erev. It's my house. And once it's my house, that's a valid proof that it's Motorban to me. Theoretically, you could say this the other way around also, that if I'm getting a house, that's Hanah. The Hanah is not walking. The Hanah is getting a house. Again, it's a very abstract kind of Hanah. And again, the Hanah is getting a house, but that only makes sense based on Hoel if it's my personal house and not just a theoretical house. Therefore, Rashi just make it personally relevant to me. Three, maybe getting a residence is Hanah. It's a little funny, but you have to say, like the Lashon of the Gemara, Beisa, Mikni Beisa. And the advantage of these Pshatim is, therefore, it's only a Kushya on Rabbi Abahu if it's my house, not a theoretical person's house. And I think that's the Yesod of Rashi here. Now, I realize that Rashi didn't say all this explicitly, but I think the Yesod of Rashi is he's bringing Hoel, not the argument of Chazi Lachrine. Chazi Lachrine is an interesting rule in the Chetzer Shel Ochel. A Chetzer Shel Ochel has to be Chazi to someone. Otherwise, it's just not a mitzvah of putting down Ochel, if it's not Chazi to someone. But the main point of Erevin is that it's my house, not a theoretical house. Oh, how do I know it's my house and it's Chazi Lachrine? No, because I need a Hoel. The Hoel established that it's my house, not someone else's house. And then our Gemara makes sense. Our Gemara said, Erev is not Hanah, but a house, either if it's not Mutra Hanah to me, it can't be my house, Or if it is my house, that's Hana. You can take it either direction you wish. And I think that's how Rashi would read the sukkah.
According to number three, getting the house is the Hana. That you're not really being there from the truma. In number two, the fact that you can make an eruv proves that must be a Hana.
Right. The weakness of number three is exactly what's the Hana of getting a house. I don't actually own it.
Even if that is the Hana, there's no Hana from truma though.
Yeah, the truma acquires me a house. I'm using it to acquire a house. What if I use it to buy a house? That would be Hana. So I'm using it to buy a house. Again, I don't love this because I'm not exactly sure what it means. I was nenek, now I have a house. Because I can't sell it, right? I can't put up a sign and keep trespassers out. It's not really in Choshen Mishpat I haven't acquired a house. But if you want to say that, no, an Orechayim acquiring a house is also Hana. Vaharaya, the Gemara in Beitza, calls it a transaction that's Asur on Shabbos, right? What does the Gemara say in Beitza? Right? I will read you, if you don't believe me, the Gemara, if I remember what daf it was, on okay, when I stop thinking about it, here it is. Someplace around here. Manor Yuv Tafshilin Avale Ruve Mikne Shvisa Bishab Solo. Mikne Shvisa, the Gemara's Lashon is Mikne Shvisa Bishab Solo. And there's a line here. I have to find the line and it'll be showing here. Okay, I'll have to owe you the line of Mikne Shvisa versus Mikne Besa, Yodzayin and Aleph. But I think that's the way to go in Rashi Kitzer.
So, what does that mean to Toysus that you can have an Erev Techumim just having a theoretical house? It doesn't need to be your own house.
Right, an Erev Techumim, it doesn't really need to be my residence. It just means that there's some theoretical residence. You know, some theoretical residence of a Jew, a guy's not good enough, some theoretical residence of a Jew, any Jew can use that as an Erev Chumen. That's the din. Rabbanim or Gozer just make a theoretical Jewish residence, and any Jew could choose to buy in on that. Okay. So that's how I think you should defend Rashi, by saying looking at the Mishnah of Kevel and Maishin and Maisharishon and saying he also requires Chazal Achmini, he's just also adding Ha'il, and that's why it's not mentioned everywhere else. Why is it mentioned Davka here? So answer a question with a question. Say he didn't think the walking was not enough, then you get into the Dechak of Tosfos. Even though, okay, it's not so Pashut and some other Rashis and Shas, but let's assume it's here, that he's not thinking the walking is not enough. So rather, the Mikne Besa comes with Hana. Either getting a house is Hana, or you need Hana to really establish a residence. To establish a residence, there has to be something there which you have a financial stake in. And therefore, our Gemara is saying, since it's your residence and not just a theoretical residence, that proves as much of Hana, and that starts the ball rolling with Akasha against Rabbi Abahu. And the question is, how do we know it's your residence, not a theoretical residence? That's why he brought in Ho'o. So I think that's the way to defend. I think that's the way to defend Rashi here. Unless you know someone has a better way to defend Rashi, than Rabbi Kiva Eger was going well for a while until he realized that it wasn't going to work. You should share it. Okay, the Gemara later on brings down another machlokas. They ask about Chadash, right? They say, what about Chadash?
right? Chadash is mutter ba'na'ah because we see kotzel of shachas and machal behemah. You can feed your animal chadash. And it says, lo sochlu, so how does that work out? So, interestingly, the Rishalmi here has a different line. How does the Rishalmi here answer the kashas, the white chadash is mutter ba'na'ah? What does the Rishalmi say? Right here on the sheet. Vox of Elekim Chalim Charmel Osofli, Eskim Rayvahu. I'm Rabbi Av Mari, Ach Achoy, to Rabbi Yossi Shmiahi, it's different. Shekava Kosar Zman. Chodesh is an Isser Zman. Right? Rabbi Yavahu doesn't apply the Isser Zman. Right? And that's how you get out of Chodesh. Rabbi Yavahu doesn't apply to. Rabbi Yavahu doesn't apply to Isser Zman. Rabbi Yavahu only applies to objective Machalos Asuras. He doesn't apply to Chadash, which is only a temporary Machalos Asuros.
Well, what does he mean by Shekhala Kasu Zman? Is there is only Zman or is only called Chadash for Zman? In for Chametz, we're going
to... Ah, so that's an interesting question as to why the Rishalmi, like the Bavli, right? It's right here in Pesachim. It knows where Yavo applies to Chametz. So that's how Rishalmi gets... What? So... Why does Rabbi Yavahu apply to Chametz and not Chadash? So it could be that it's only the Rabbi Yehuda who tells Chametz is also forever, right? Even after Pesach. Or some of the Achronim want to say that that Chametz, since it's Chayiv Sreifa, that like an Ishul Olam, since you have to burn it, then it's never going
to
become mutter.
But
you don't have to burn a guy's chametz. Okay, so you might be stuck. Right, but that's you're stuck with Rabbi Yehuda also. Right, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply to guy's chametz either. L'chora. Unless Rabbi Yehuda does apply to guy's chametz. Maybe that's what you have to say. The other option is just to say what Gutenberg is saying, is that, and this is a big lumbus. So again, I wasn't going to answer this, but it's a good question. Why does Rishalmi think he doesn't apply to chadash, but he does apply to chametz? Right? So one shot is because chametz usher forever, Rabbi Yehuda, even a guy's chametz usher forever, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and chadash not usher forever. The other option is that it's a matter of the chalos shem. Right? This is machlokes rishonim. Does chametz only chametz on Pesach, or is it always chametz? It's just only usher eat on Pesach. Right? Meaning, on Chanukah, is this chametz have a chalos of Isra Chilu B'Pesach? Right, now that sounds like a very crazy, abstract machlokes, which is something that people declare in yeshivas where their heads in the clouds and their feet aren't on the ground. But it's really a tremendous machlokes rishonim with nafkamina's lemaisa of every single case, and we're clearing into exactly whether we provide by paskin that or it's a tzad l'hakel, comes into every shaylin hilchos pesach and industrial kashrus, which is chametz isur bala or hetera bala, right? Meaning, can you kasher half the kelim for Pesach or not, right? Things that you can't do libun to, but you could do agola to. And they need libun, is it isur bala or hetera bala? And it could be with paskin that's a safek. What's my close to the chametz isur bala or hetera bala? Chametz being hetera bala means it's nothing all year long. It's just an isur zman. Chametz being isur bala means no, it's an isur chametz all year long. Just the isur chametz, you're allowed to eat sometimes, and you're not allowed to eat other times. So that's the question. Does the shame change on Pesach? Or the shame is there all along? If the shame is there all along, and a lot of Rishonim say, because of Menachos, we see there's a shame chametz all year long. The shame is there all year long, it's isur bala. Yeah, this was an isur which you're allowed to eat most of the year, but it's still the isur of chametz. If the shame is only there in Pesach, that's isur bala. Chadash, clearly the shame is only there until the Omer. Everyone knows the shame goes away. After the Omer, the Chadash becomes Yashan. New things are Chadash, right? Next year is Chadash. By the time the year passes, that's not Chadash anymore. This is Chadash, that's Yashan. Right? So clearly it's not called Chadash anymore. So if you want to be very lumdish and Yishami, you could say, it's not just Isser's man, they meant sometimes you're allowed to eat it, sometimes you aren't. What they meant was Chadash stops being Chadash on the second day of Pesach. Chametz never stops being Chametz. V'harai, it'll be Usher next year. And it'll be usher for menachos, you know, except for some rare cases. And even those cases, no heter akhtara. We're never makhter chametz. So it could be that that's what Yishalmi means, that chodesh is isur zman, but chametz is not an isur zman, because there's always a shame chametz, but there's not always a shame chodesh. That's something like mukta is an isur zman. Mukta is an isur zman. It stops being mukta after Shabbos.
And then it depends what you do with it by next Shabbos. But at very least, know what kinds of things. Anyway, okay. So that one way to defend the Yerushalmi is either say Rabbi Yehuda, and that Chametz Lemaisa is usher forever. Whatever is Chametz when Pesach starts or ends is usher forever. Or to say, no, practically the both usher zmans, but Chadash, the shame Chadash is temporary, while Chametz, the shame Chametz is permanent, it just doesn't always have an Akamina. And again, that sounds like a very subtle kind of lumbus that's actually a big machlokas in Halacha Lemaisa. I'm not sure what you're saying.
Yeah, the connection is being made is because this is not, so therefore we're going with other because Megala is not.
I didn't say why. So let's be very balapachic. Because it's in this. Remember the Hakir we had in Rabbi Abahu? Is he saying the meaning of the word Achilas Hana'a, like the Chinuch? Or is he saying it's a Yalfusa from Nevela and Trefa? So, L'chora, most balapachic, simply understand the Yerushalmi, is that. The Yerushalmi doesn't think it's the meaning of the word. And what does it do with this is not. The Yerushalmi thinks it's the Yalfusa from the Velen Trefa, and there's a Pirchur of the Yalfusa, Mal and the Velen Trefa, that are not Isser Isman, so you can't learn to an Isser Isman. So you could just say in a very simple way.
Why would you not learn an Isser
Isman? Because it's less Chomer.
It's less Chomer, so then when you say that it has something that's a Karis,
I mean, Karis makes up for it? Well, Chora, we can't do that in Ligudu. Chora, you can't do that in Ligudu.
It's not exactly.
Yeah. Now, if you want to, you get fancy and talk about Chefza Gavra, but, I'm not going to unless I have a raya for it. So that's the Yerushalmi's answer. But the Bavli apparently doesn't think that makes a difference. Maybe it's because this is a raya the Bavli thinks where he goes in the meaning of the word. The meaning of the word, there's no difference whether it's Isman or not, it's Isman. The word seems to work very well if the Bavli held it was in the meaning of the word like the Chinuch. And therefore, who cares if it's Isman or not Isman? Or if the Bavli was also Yalfusa, you have to just say that they didn't think that Isman was a relevant factor. Now, the interesting machlokas here, machlokas Rishonim here, is. Started by Rashi here and Tosfos. What does Rashi say? Kotzer l'shachas. That you're allowed, even though there's an Isser Ketzira of Neo Omer, that's only Ketzira of something which is right to bring as the Omer. Shachas is meaning ungrown wheat. It's not right to bring as the Omer, so that's fine. Machal behema, af kizig gemur and al yidei kitof. Rashi says, it's not Kotzer l'shachas and machal behema one case. It's two cases. Kotzer l'shachas, you could be Kotzer l'shachas, and even fully grown wheat, you can be machal behema. Oh, you can't be kotzer it. So don't be kotzer it, be kotef it. Right? So Rashi says machal behema is referring to fully grown wheat. And Tosos assumes the same thing. Even though kotzer l'shachas, you can only feed it to your animals anyway. That's what it says in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. In Menachos, Machal Behema is not part of Kotzer L'Shachas. It's not the same case. Machal Behema can't be the same case. Im Kenel Parch Midi, Chodesh Asher Kasvayim Tzvu Gemura. Ela Machal Behema, Hainu Afilu Chitin Gemura, and Ve'al Yedei Kitov, Kepiras HaKontras. Okay. So, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says basically Kasha. Why do Tosfos and Rashi get to the same place? The problem is that Shachas has no Isser Chodesh. The Gemara is saying, oh, how can Rabbi Bola say lo yochos in Israel? No, chodesh mutzra no, because you can feed it your animal. Hold on. If you feed your animal, the simple shot of the Mishnah, what's the simple shot of the Mishnah? The simple shot of the Mishnah is kotzer l'shachas umachil l'behema. Simple shot of the Mishnah is machil shachas l'behema. Right? That's a simple way to read the Mishnah. Any Baal Basra read the Mishnah, Kotzer L'Shachas Machal Behema, your Kotzer L'Shachas and feed it your animal. Right? It's one sentence. It doesn't say your Kotzer twice. your coats, and Tosfos even says this makes a lot of sense because the Gemara seems to be in the coats of the Shachas is to feed animals. So I mean, the coats of the Shachas is to feed the Shachas the animals. The Kasha is, right? Shachas is not Chodesh, so what's the proof? You feed your Shachas the animals, it's not Chodesh yet, right? Shachas is not Tevel, it's not Chodesh. Shachas isn't Tvua. Right? Shachas is not Chodesh. So, what's the answer? Rashi and Tosfos' answer is to split the Mishnah. Kotzer l'shachas is one case. Umachil tzvur dimura l'behema is another case. They read the Mishnah in a duchuk way. Kotzer l'shachas umachil l'behema. Your kotzer l'shachas is one case. And you can machil your behema, even fully grown wheat. How can you machil your behem fully grown wheat if you can't even harvest it? You don't harvest it, you pick it. Picking is not harvesting. Harvesting, you can only do the shachas, but you can always pick a grain, a couple of ears, and then you can feed your behema. And therefore, it's a valid proof that you can feed mamish chodesh your behema, and therefore it's a kasher Rav Yabahu. That's Rashi and Tosfos. That's his first answer. His second answer is the ode, and Tosfos Menachos has basically a variation on the second answer. Right, this is one answer. Second answer is that you're right. This line of the Gemara doesn't mean anything. The proof is not from this line of the Gemara of the Mishnah. The proof is from the other line of the Mishnah. Right, but those of the Nachos, he has the same basic approach. He finds another line of the Mishnah that proves it. So really, he says, right, a different Mishnah. A different line in the Mishnah proves that your machil tzvur demura libehema. Right? What's the different line in the Mishnah? He says, Rabbi Shimon owed yitzur yochel avashiyav v'hishlish. He says, much even after avashlish, even when it's tzvur demura, after avashlish, not shachas anymore. Of course, there's a little duchuk because. First of all, why are we quoting the wrong line in the Mishnah? Right? Why are we quoting the line in the Mishnah that doesn't prove what we want to prove instead of the line that does prove what we want to prove? Tosfos and Menachos, correct. Tosfos and Menachos says, even Rabbi Yehuda, he says, you start before when it's Shachas. Come on, it sounds like you're allowed to continue when it's not Shachas. And therefore, a different line in the Mishnah, except he doesn't say Rabbi Shimon, he says, even Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is still, why does the Gemara quote the wrong line? Right, that's also a little dachuk. Mm-hmm. Basically, both these answers are dachuk. They're possible. But they both have a certain amount of, this is dachuk shat in the Mishnah, and this is dachuk why the Gemara quoted the wrong line. So what do you have to say? You have to say, why did the Gemara quote the wrong line? Yeah, it's single. The Gemara meant that if you look at the Mishnah as a whole, you see your machal tzvur gemur l'behema, even though that's not what this particular line means. And they're just quoting like the intro to the Mishnah as a summary, like it says in the Mishnah of Shnayim Ochsim Metalis. I mean that whole Mishnah of Shnayim Ochsim Metalis. I don't just mean those words. Right? It's a little dachuk, because you think they would quote the words that were relevant. Okay, two dachuk pshatim. What's the third answer in Tosfos, though, which is not in our Tosfos, but in the Tosfos Vayner Peretz and the Tosfos Rush? And deny the premise. Right? Say, En achanami, your machil shachas lebehema. But shachas is chadash. So we have a machlokas rishonim, whether the Isser of Chodesh applies to Shachas or does not apply to Shachas. Tosfos assumes the Isser of Chodesh doesn't apply to Shachas. While the Tosfos Rush and Tosfos Vayner Peretz give an answer, so Machlokes in the Bali Tosfos that the Isser of Chodesh does apply to Shachas. So Machlokes has shown him whether the Isser of Chodesh applies to Shachas or not, halacha l'maisa, nafkamina, halacha l'maisa. Right? If I'm walking in the field before Pesach and I see a little Shachas growing, can I just pick it and eat it or not? I Tosfos Rush to say, short, no Isser of Chodesh. And And the world days in the Bali Tosas would say, Tosas Russell doesn't pay to say Asr Kodesh, Trace. Most days in Tosas states kosher. What are they arguing about? What the Sod HaMachlokas? Between what the Sod HaMachlokas? Between the, let's call it the Tosos and the, where did I put it here? The Tosos Rina Peretz, the Tosos Russia right here. What? Tosos Rina Peretz. What the Sod of that Machlokas? So, how many assumptions is Tosos making? What does Tosos say explicitly? What does Tosos says? What is Tosos' assumptions? Tosos assumes, what is his Lashon? Exactly. Tosos assumes Shachas is not Tevua. And what else does Tosos assume? Shachas isn't Tevua. And the Chodesh, Asar HaKasav, Hayinu Tevua, right? Tevua, right. The Isar Chodesh, that's what he says, explicitly applies to Tevua. So Tosos says the Isar Chodesh applies to Tevua, and Shachas is not Tevua, therefore there's no Isar Chodesh on Shachas. So Lechora, what does Tosos mean? Parents hold. What are they? Right. Exactly. Tosos mean parents would say either Shachas is Tevua, in which case, right? What are they arguing about? So, if you look in the Mishnah Challah, we know what does apply to Shachas. Challah. Right? Challah is chayev in Shachas. Right? So we have to figure out exactly why Challah is chayev in Shachas, and we'll come back to that in a minute. But the Mishnah Challah tells us two things. Which two things, Daniel? Challah applies to Shachas, and what doesn't apply to Shachas? Trumas and Maestros don't apply to Shachas. So why the Trumas, that's what it says here. I'll read it to you. Eilu chayim b'challah upturim min ha-maestros. Right, but maestros always means truma also. Like the shekhov hev a hefker, maestros rishon, etc., etc. Utzvoa shaloi v'yashlish. Right, Rabbi Elazar argues, but let's take the penny we talk like tzvoa shaloi v'yashlish. Why is there no maestros on tzvoa shaloi v'yashlish? So the Rambam says that tzvoa shaloi the Rambam here, no, the Rambam is in Chal is not does not discuss it explicitly, but the Rambam helps. The Maestro says, why is Tvush Lohigia Shlish, Higia Shlish, which is what we call Lohigia Laona Tamasros, why is it Pater for Meister? So the Rambam says that Tvua Vekitnios are Pater when they're small, Shinemar is called Tvua Sarecha Achitasa Tvua. Right? Vizui Onas HaMaestros, what does the Rambam say? Until it reached Onas HaMaestros, which in the next halakha says is a third of the way, it's not called Tvua. Right? So then they would be arguing with the Machlotzim, the Rambam, who says, Pater Mimasros, because it's not Tvua, versus, okay, what are the other Rishonim quote from the Yerushalmi? Right? The Rashmi Shans and Chala quotes here from the Yerushalmi, who says, why is it Pater Mimasros? Potem and Maestros get appreciated for her comment of Maestros. The Chsiv Tzvot Zar Echashu Nizra Umatzmiach. Right? The Rash says, Potter, Maestros, ki eino Nizra Umatzmiach. Because what's the Machlokes? Rambam says, Shachas is not Tzvot. And Rash says, Shachas is Tzvot. It's just not Tvua Tzarecha, it's a special Gzeres HaKasav that you only chayv in Maestros on something you could replant. Meaning, the Rama says, you're chayv on all Tvua and Peros and Maestros. Before Hevi Yishlish is not Tvua and the Al is not a Pri. Right? The Drash says, no. You're not chayv Shuvas Maestros on all Tvua. You only chayv Shuvas Maestros on the cycle of agriculture. What's the cycle of agriculture? You plant some. You plant seeds, you eat some of it and leave the seeds and plant them next year, and eat some of it and leave the seeds and plant them next year, etc. You only have Tzvus Maestros on the cycle of agriculture. Tzvus Arecha, it's part of a cycle of Zriya. Before Havas Shlish, you can't replant it, it's not part of the cycle of agriculture. So your Pater from Tzvus Maestros, basically the Rambam says Shachas is garnished, it's not Tzvua, it's just grass. And The Rosh Mishan says, no, Shachar Purim is fine for this. That's special because there's a cut of the Pachim from Shulis of Maishos. Because Shulis of Maishos has to do with the cycle of agriculture. And that could explain the Chazon Tosfos of the Mirim Peretz. Tosfos says it's not Shachar, so there's no, it's not Tvua, so there's no Yisra Chadash. So the Mirim says, yes, sure is Tvua. There's a cut of the Pachim from Shulis of Maishos. Because that has to do with the cycle of agriculture. It has nothing to do with Chadash. No Zeres Kasa Pachim from Chadash. So that's one way of reading the Machlokes. Or what's the other way of reading the Machlokes, of course? Run, what's the other way that we can analyze Machlokes? Tosfos says Yisra Chadash applies to Tvua. And the other opinion is that Yisra Chadash applies to what? To Shachas? No, the Torah never told us, oh, Yisra Chadash on Shachas. That's ridiculous. What's the other chesed that Yisra Chadash could apply to, if not Tvua? Why is Chala applied to Shachas? Because you learn it from Chameis. And how do you learn it from Chameis? Because what chesed does Chala apply to? Not Tvua. It applies only to the chesed of? No. What? Anyone ever read the Chumash? There's a great book. It's called the Chumash. It's written by an amazing author. It's written by the omniscient narrator. In the Chumash, what does it say? That Chala applies to which chetza?
To
lechem. Right? Yavacholchem. Milechem ha'aretz. Serving Truma Lashem. Applies to lechem. And therefore, lechem, it doesn't matter how much it grew. When you make it into lechem, it's lechem. So, now, that same bestseller, what does it say Chadash applies to? Does it say Chadash applies to your Tvua? Does it say Chadash applies to Hayotze Misad? What does it say Chadash applies to? Lechem Kali? Exactly. Maybe Chadash is a din of Lechem, Kali, and Carmel. And just like we know Lechem is Lechem regardless of how long it grew, maybe Kali and Carmel is also Kali and Carmel how long it grew. Maybe Chadash applies to Shachas, because you're right, Shachas isn't Tvua. But it never says Tvua by Chadash. It says, well, you're assuming Chadash applies to Tvua, because you're assuming that any mitzvah that applies something comes out of the ground depends on Tvua. But no, maybe Chadash applies to Lechem, Kali, and Carmel, and not Tvua. This is actually a big dion in the poskim, right? Does Chadash apply, they don't use the word Tvua, to Tvua or to Lechem, Kali, and Carmel? The Shu'ach Yezer brings a, so it's put in that Hartzvi, a suffix of Rishal Salanter. I assume it's a famous Rishal Salanter, I don't know. What if you could grow some wheat and make it into something that's not lechem, kali, or caramel? Would it still be trif if it's chadash? And the Hartzvi has a long discussion of this. There's a famous article called Raman Ramban. How many lavim are there, right? How many lavim are there for chadash? The Raman says, 3 lavim, lechem, kali, and caramel. And the Ramban says to him, that's ridiculous, it's 1 lav. It's just, you can get separate malchus. After all, if I shave my 2 payas, I get 2 malchus, still 1 lav. Just because there are different chetzes and you get different malchus doesn't make it 2 lavim. Of course, the Rambam also knows that. What does the Rambam think? L'chora, the Rambam, L'chora, the Rambam thinks that no, the Isser said about Lechem, Kali, and Carmel. The Rambam thinks no, the Isser said about Dagon. Right? Or in Lashon of Tosos, maybe said about Tvua. So it could be that this is Gufa, what they're arguing about. Again, I can't promise that this is what the Ramban and the Ramban are arguing about, but maybe this is would fit the opinion of the Rambam that it's Gimel Lavin. If it's Gimel Lavin, it's Lechem, Kali, and Carmel. Then you should compare it to Challah. It's not about crops. It's about 3 specific kinds of food. Those specific kinds of food could be made out of anything. While the Ramban, who says it's only 1 lav, again, I'm not promising this by any stretch of the imagination, the Ramban says it's only 1 lav, say no, it's the din in Dagon, in Tvua, it's parallel to Trumas from Maestros, but for sure it doesn't have to do with the suffix of Rishal Salanter, that, in which case, you would answer the suffix by saying, maybe Dagon, She'eno, Lechem, Kali, or Carmel is Mutter. Well, if it applies to Tvua, then for sure you would say, Dagon, that's not Lechem, Kali, And Carmel is still usher.
Why are you saying or from those very parents? Doesn't he explicitly say the second one?
What?
Doesn't those very parents very clearly say the second reason?
Because he says lechem lecha. He says, his lesson is a little unclear, but it's very clear. He's saying that there is shava lechem lechem. Correct.
Alma chadash noy b'shachas.
Right. So, well, for sure chadash noy b'shachas. The question is that the shachas is tefillah.
Why do you have to come?
What?
Why do you
have to right. He's not looking. You could say he's learning lechem lechem, who cares about tefillah? Or you mean he's learning lechem lechem that you don't need tefillah shen yisro matzmiah. But you're right. The simple shot is the second way. Yeah, but the word has to be emended, right? I don't know, do you have a better version? The word doesn't work, right? But you have to change the wording a little, I admit. The al karchatz arlon yisuf, I don't know, the shachas, the gar lechem lechem. Right, so you have to say lechem lechem mechala, lechora. Or lechem lechem mechameitz. You just have to change that one word. That's a tosofer. Okay, so that's two possible lumduses. In terms of the status of shachas and the nature of the iser of and the nature of the iser of chadash and the nature of the iser of chadash, which you know the Gemara does say if you lechem kol and karmel you get three malchus. Question is that because there are three different chetzishal iser, or is that because no, it's a special revoid. There's chiluk lavim just like tupeos, even though tupeos are you know the same idea. They're just the different chepsas. So that's the Chorachot Ram Ramban, and that might tie into this lundus of Tosos versus whoever the Tosos Mina Peretz is quoting Shita, whoever actually that Mandomer.
So just to make sure I understand, you don't think that the Lechem Lechem might be teaching that therefore
Tzvua
is considered to be Tzvua?
It might be that Lechem Lechem is coming Lafuke from Truma from Maestros or from, you know, Rachis Rachis or whatever Relezer Darshans. So the simple shot is it's saying lechem lechem, meaning there's a din and lechem. Who cares about anything that's a halacha in tefuah? It's a din and lechem. But it's not so machrach because you could say it's coming lafuke from you might think to learn truma truma or rachis rachis. So no, lechem lechem overrides that. So it's not you know not 100% machrach. But I admit that the simple shot is saying the second lashon, in which case this might tie in A to the machlokas how many lavim it is, and B to this interesting suffix. The Rav Tzvi Yosef Frank doesn't like the suffix; it says ridiculous. But the suffix that Rav Yisrael Salanter, who I assume is, you know, the Rav Yisrael Salanter that we all know from Musser, that Rav Yisrael Salanter had this suffix someplace here about what happens if you have grain and it's not lechem koli or karmel. Now, of course, if I actually want to tell you what case this suffix was about, that would be a little tricky because it's machlokes have shown what karmel means. So, you know, the lechem, we know what lechem is. Koli lechora means roasted seeds of wheat. What karmel is, it might mean like a fresh, moist, according to Rashi, a fresh, moist piece of wheat, or according to the Rabbi Yochanan, it means you take the whole stalk and roast it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could have a lot of things that aren't lechem koli or caramel. Anything that's not roasted or baked is not lechem koli or caramel. Okay, then you get into all the achronim, but he does have this this suffix of Rishol Solanter quoted that he quotes from the Achiezer as to the status of chadash that is neither lechem nor koli. Nor Karmel. Masha Agomach Yazakos B'Shem Hagomer Rishol Solanter. I guess it's the same one. Shinis Tapik Chodesh Ein Bo Kol Hashemus Halol Lo Lechem Lo Kol Lo Karmel. Don't you also eat the Tavshel Mekemus Shal Chodesh He Overblows Aseh? Right? Is there any lav in eating some sort of you know kugel which is neither lechem koli or karmel? Interesting question. Which also you know affect the issue of what about beer from Chodesh. Right, maybe that's the Tzav HaHakel, the Rishonim world dealing with beer. Okay, it's not lechem koli or karmel, which is some of the things he deals with if you're interested in that long Shuhar Tzvi that's in brackets. Okay, I see it's getting late already, and we didn't get to the Isher Schora yet. So I guess we'll have to save that for next time, Yirtz Hashem. Let me just give out the next Makorah anyway, and we'll see what everyone's up to in Seder. I think some people might be a little behind anyway, from what I've seen. Right, I got, so, here, pass it down. I'm passing them backwards from front to back. And we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem at the Yisrus Torah next time, and we'll see how far we can get. These Makoros take us most of the way through Chaf Gimel and Beis, but there's not a lot to be ironing in the Chaf Gimel and Beis, mostly the Yisrus Torah, then a few Makoros, and then we're up to the Yosef HaLamir Rabbanan.